time for us to check the forecast with Pat Pagano. And Pat, I went to on my computer to hit Skype. Nowhere on my computer. It vanished. Are you there? Oh, this is terrific now. Oh, I can't hear him. Now I got to do this. Got to go into Skype. This is just unbelievable. Let me see what it's done to my speakers. Open sound settings. Yeah. Sound. This is just like unbelievable. Pat, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Unbelievable. For some reason, my computer just deleted Skype. And so, of course, when I had to just download it and reset it up, I had to go into the innards and change the output again. What a
morning. Okay, but right now I'm hearing you talk from the studio, but not through the mic. You sound as though you are miles away.
Miles away before I sleep?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's the best I can do for here. I can't do any more than that. You sound fine.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to move on to tell you that Ida is off the New England coast and gone, and we'll wind up with partly sunny, windy conditions, lower 70s today. It'll be clear and cool tonight, near 50. Lots of people have been complaining that it'll feel like fall. But that's okay with me. Partly sunny, since I have no air conditioning. Partly sunny and pleasant Friday, mid-70s. Sun and cloud Saturday, mid-70s. Early sun Sunday, then cloudy with showers Sunday afternoon. 70 degrees. And Monday will be partly sunny with highs in the low 80s. So it'll get warmer for the Labor Day weekend. Right here in my lower Hudson Valley residence, with my weather station, weather flow, it measured 7.5 inches of rain yesterday and last night.
So that's what you had. We probably had about 5 inches of rain here. Seven. So that means you've received about 12 inches of rain over the past week, and we've received about 11.
I mean, incredible. We received more than a month's worth of rain just last night. Just incredible. I just dread what my lake looks like in northwest New Jersey. My friend David said he's going to take a ride there today, so we shall see. But I can guarantee you that the ramp to the dock is underwater, and I'm hoping that our little bridge did not get overwashed because it's right down there at the bottom of the falls. So we'll see what happens there. And well, I could say it was a night off from baseball, but it was a night on for severe weather with sirens going off and buzzers and everything. Severe thunderstorms, flood emergencies, tornadic activity. I mean, Marshall, you have no idea. I went to sleep last night after 11 p.m., and I was up this morning at 2:45.
Wow. 11 p.m. to 2:45.
Yep. So not much sleep at all, but, you know, at least that's over with. Always have to respect a tropical system because you see how it reacts.
Well, you know, while I'm talking to you, I'm trying to fix the sound here, and it doesn't look like I'm having any success. Can you still hear me?
I could barely hear you.
I'm going to try something here for a second. Can you hear me better now? No, you can't hear me at all. Can you hear me better now? No. All right, Pat, here we go. There I am. Can you hear me?
No, just the same. So very, very faint.
Absolutely ridiculous. That's all I've got to say.
It doesn't sound like you're going through your microphone.
That's the funny thing. I am. That's the whole funny thing about it. I have no idea. I could do that. Does that sound any better? No, he can't hear me at all. He can't hear me there. All right, Pat, I'm going to have to work on this. I don't know what to say.
Okay, yeah, I don't know either. I wish you good luck. And at least one thing you know, the next 2 to 3 days will be absolutely beautiful. So sit back, relax, and enjoy it.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you mañana.
You got it. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast, and I have, like I said, no idea why this decided not to work. But that's the type of morning it's been.